You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
This is NASCAR driver Tony Breidinger, inviting you to make a pit stop at Raising Cane's for my favorite craveable chicken fingers. Turbocharge your order and get it even faster when you order online or with the Raising Cane's app. Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love. Raising Cane's is not affiliated with NASCAR.
Hi, everybody. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Mama's Talkin' Loud. I'm Kara Cooper.
And I'm Jessica Rush. And today we have with us, drum roll, our first male guest. Oh, boy. You guys. We've
what?
Got a boy with the mamas. It's not just any boy, though. We have Jamie Grayson with us. He is also known as the Baby Guy NYC. He is the baby... all things baby guru, right? So Jamie, welcome.
Hi.
Welcome. Hi. And I want to say before we get like all the way into it, Jamie has been an awesome supporter of us from the inception of Broadway Baby Mamas, like back when we first started our Facebook group and we were doing concerts and trying to raise money for things. And then with the podcast, you were super supportive from the get-go. And so we just want to say thank you.
Thank y'all for doing your work. Like, well, it's important. I wouldn't listen if I didn't like it.
Well, I do believe that's probably true. Yes.
Right.
Jamie, start off with telling us how you became the baby guy.
Basically the too long, don't read version of it. I moved to New York in 2004 and a month after I got to the city, I booked the national tour of Best Little Whorehouse in Texas. So I went on the road, lived my life dancing shirtless across this great country.
Yes, and
love it.
So then when the tour closed, I got back to New York and I was working in a costume shop to just kind of, make ends meet, whatever. And I was on the train from my apartment on the one train. And the train broke down for like an hour and I was just stuck. And this is before phones or anything. So I had nothing to do. And there was a Village Voice in the seat next to me. So I picked up the voice and I read it. And on the back page, RIP.
No,
the Village Voice.
Village Voice. I know.
That's it.
Hurts my heart.
So on the back page, it said, Bye Bye Baby is hiring actors to demonstrate product on the weekend, like a trade show. If you are interested, here's our address, blah, blah, blah. So I got off the train at 28th and I was walking to, Chelsea Studios to Theater Works costume shop. And Bye Bye Baby was across the street and
it's
I had
right
never
there.
Even noticed it.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
So yeah, I was like, right I should just go interview right now. So I went and I interviewed and I left and I was like, that store, it's three floors. Like I love kids. I have sisters 20 years younger than me, but I was like, that sounds like a personal hell that I'm not quite ready for. So I was working in the costume shop on this project for William Ivy Long and, I was starting to like run out of my tour money and I was like, oh, I need to like get a gig. And Bye Bye had been calling me weekly for like a month, month and a half. So I called them back and I was like, hey, are you still hiring for this? And they were like, yeah. So I went and interviewed with the store manager, Barry. And he was like, so Meredith, HR thought you'd be great at this. Your energy seems good. What were you told you would make an hour? And I was like, the paper said it was $17. That's great. I can still like work through my temp agency a couple days. And he was like, you start at 25 in this position. And I was like, sign me up immediately. I will take this job right now. I need work. So that weekend, they threw me on the Bugaboo Frog because it was back when Bugaboo first came to America and it was on Sex and the City. So I had to self train on Bugaboo and they didn't train at that time. So I figured out how it worked. And so for a couple months, all I did was like, this is the Bugaboo and it folds in two parts and it's got great suspension and it's super cute. And it's, you're going to feel really adorable walking down the street, but you also live in a fifth floor walk-up apartment and this is not going to work. So I felt like I was just an infomercial and like working in a theme park, and not that that's a bad thing. We've all done things. former cruise ship performer right here. I learned all the strollers in the department and started doing mass stroller demos. And then I got bored with strollers and learned car seats and baby carriers and high chairs and everything. And then eventually made my way out of like the basement of Bye Bye. And I was able to work upstairs, and I would go to stores on my days off and read everything I could online, 'cause I don't like to be wrong. And, so I started doing registries for people, and I would be booked 3 to 4 months in advance with registry appointments. It was crazy. It was crazy. And like all these women would come in, and I was like their little Southern gay best friend they never had, but I was going to talk to them about like diaper bags. And I mean, there was one woman, she was pregnant with her second kid, and she used to call me Butters. It's like a South Park joke, I guess. And she was like, Butters, guess what happened? And I was like, what? She's like, pregnant with the second kid, my husband's making us move to Connecticut. And that, I mean, that's the kind of stuff. She was hysterical. But that was like, you know, 4 or 5 days a week of that, I was just, I would lose my mind. So I would take a break from the store and I would go do like a 3 or 4 month contract of like cats or whatever. And I would get messages on Facebook from strangers. And this is way before social media for brands was a thing. And they were like, you don't know us, but you helped our friends, and they gave us your name, and everybody has a Facebook page. So we found you here and we need help with. And I would just get lists of questions. Wow. And I was like, that's super weird, because I don't look up retail employees when I go shopping to get their opinion, like off the record. So I was at Bye Bye about 4.5 years. And then I went to work at a birth education center in Midtown for a year that used to be at 49th and 9th, RIP. They weren't able to pay me. So I went from making $30 an hour at Bye Bye, making up my own hours, to they were going to take me down to $8. And I was like, I can't live on that. And I loved that job because I was working with all these doulas and lactation consultants, and I was the only male on staff, and like the energy was incredible. I loved it, but I needed to pay bills. And so I put in my notice. And then the very next day I was in New York Magazine as the best baby gear expert in the city. And so then that led to doing like a few talk shows like Martha and Today and all this stuff, but I was broke and I had no job and I was very fancy on TV. And like Martha Stewart at that time could not pay for a car to come get me. So I had to lug everything down to the studio and take it back to my apartment. And I was like, oh, great. So it's going to be like a $30 cab ride back to Inwood. And, guess what else? I don't have money. So I started doing speaking gigs, and then social media happened. And I was, kind of around the advent of brand pages on Facebook. And then it all just kind of started. And it's my full-time gig now, which people think is, they still like, this is your full-time job? And I'm like, good God, yes. Very, very full-time, even though now I'm not traveling.
What a wild ride that got you there. I mean, literally, like, Bye Bye Baby wouldn't stop calling you, first of all. It was like calling you to the mothership at one point. And I feel like your actor background was what gave you the ability to do it to begin with. I mean, you didn't have any training. You just jumped in. You're like, this is the Bugaboo. And you gave, a spiel, which is something that your previous career allowed you to do.
Yeah. And that's why they actually were hiring actors. The original owners of Bye Bye were the sons of the people who started Bed Bath & Beyond. Right. So they had this idea to hire actors, and they actually went through the actors fund. I was the only person that took the job based on a newspaper ad. But then I was also able to like get all my friends' jobs there. And I was like, it was like the actor squad downstairs, and we were just loony. We'd lost our minds. But we made Bye Bye a lot of money.
Well, and I'm sure that they love that. But who'd have thunk, like, actors and babies? That's not, a connection I think most people would make. But here we are. And yeah, you made a career out of it. It's incredible.
I did. It's crazy. It's complete. And I, you know, it's one of those things, like, I've been doing this 15 years now. And if you had told me back in the day, like, I would have a closet full of breast pumps in my apartment. No, not the journey I thought I was on.
Mm-mm. No, I'm sure not. Well, one of the questions we always ask our guests is to tell us about their children. So mm-hmm. I know that you've posted about nieces and nephews. What about the children in your life? So clearly you have children who are close to you.
Yeah. So I have 7 nieces and nephews who are all under 9. Ooh. And one of them is in Minneapolis. Yeah, gulp. So my sister with her first husband, Kyle, had a set of twins, the original like Nuggets, and then Veda, and then Grayson. And I was actually Grayson's birth doula when he was born. It was awesome. Then Veda was born. Then Jennifer and Kyle divorced. Jennifer's remarried now, and her husband has a set of twins the same age.
What is so, that house like? Oh.
One would say it's not quiet.
And they've got that big ass dog, right?
They have Max the sheepdog. Oh my god. And it's,
how's quarantine going over there? Oh my goodness.
Don't ask. Jennifer got one of my old computers, and she's like, you know, and no one's faulting teachers right now because I think everybody's winging it because nobody's had to deal with any of this. But Jennifer was like, Jamie, I need to talk to you. The teachers are sending 8 or 9 emails a day per kid. And I do not know how I'm going to handle all this with like all these Google Classrooms and Zoom and all of the, they all had to have email addresses, and like, I'm going to lose my mind. And they're doing as best as they can. Yeah. But I cannot imagine. I think the isolation component of all of this, it's like, I can't imagine what it's like having children around me all day when I'm not used to it. And I can't imagine how hard that is, especially when like you're used to a little downtime when they're at school and like all of this. But now I'm basically stuck in my apartment alone. And that's a whole other set of problems. Because I'm going nowhere.
Oh my God. What a difference. I mean, it's true. It's like, and oh my God, the dichotomy between like your sister and your, like, it could not be more different in that whole situation. I'm surprised you didn't go like quarantine with them.
She asked me, she was like, do you want to, cause they're only like 30 minutes away. And she was like, do you want to come like hang out with us? And I was like, as much as I would like to be able to see the kids and hang out, no, because my smart brain, yes. I'm very introverted. Aside from like whatever people think online, like I am very much an introvert, and I'm used to my quiet time in my apartment. Like I'm usually on the road all the time, so I have to come home for a few days and like shut everything off. If I was immediately pushed into the realm of 6 children, that I love all of them, they're all magical. But that and the dog and having to do work, or figure out how to make work happen now, I don't think I would do well. So I was like, no peace, I'll just stay here. Yeah. So we FaceTime. Yeah.
Smart. That's good. That was a very strong decision on your part. I'm just here to tell you.
I would agree. Because we can barely get things done with 1 or 2. I can't imagine if you had, you know, and it would have been a great help to your sister, but then you would have had to put your own things aside or try to balance it all. And it's just a lot. It's a lot. I can't believe the idea that your sister is having to homeschool or like distant remote learn or whatever for like 6 kids is just.
And that's what I try to be very good about not calling it homeschooling also, because it's like, this is crisis learning. Distance learning, because homeschooling is not this.
No.
At all.
No.
So I do try to be very good in how I address that, but
yeah. Well, it's been so fun to, well, start to get to know you. And I mean, basically I got to know you over social media initially. Yeah. Like we have mutual friends in the theater world. And when I was pregnant, like you gave me some advice, like you're so good like that. And it's been so fun to see the journey that you've taken and moving out of the city and sort of becoming the artist formerly known as the baby guy.
It'll be a symbol one day.
Yeah, exactly. Like to take sort of control of the knowledge that you have. It's no longer about just being this, you know, baby guru from New York. It is Jamie Grayson. That is your own. That encompasses everything that you are.
It was hard. Cause when I was trying to figure out what to call my company, a friend of mine was like, "You're just like the baby guy. That's what you do." And I was like, okay, but there's a guy online that makes aftermarket car seat products and all kinds of shenanigans. And I didn't want to be confused. So I added NYC. So when I moved, I've been in Denver just over 4 years now. And so,
oh my God.
And it doesn't seem like it's
that long. No.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't believe it.
4 years. I mean, I'm also never home. So it doesn't feel like it. But you know, I was like, I'm not in New York anymore, but I didn't want to give that up because I lived in New York 11 years. I still like feel like I'm in like New York mindset all the time, but I would get recognized in public and most of the time it's completely fine. But sometimes people don't even know my name and they would just yell like, "Hey, baby guy," across Target or like a restaurant. And I'll just be like, "Nope, I'm on a date. Nope. And then you have to explain. So, I put a lot of thought into dropping that and I'm glad I did. But it's process. Rebranding
is sure. I mean, yeah, you were, that's 11. I mean, you said it's like 11 years that you were the baby guy NYC, if not longer. And so it's once people start to know you as that, I mean, for sure. Like I remember when I first started talking to you and people would say, "Who's that?" And I'd say, "Oh, he's the baby guy," like the baby guy NYC, you know, and that's who you were. And so to sort of take control and own it, own who you are. Own your name. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's really awesome. So, well, with all this knowledge, because as you said, it's a very difficult time to be home with your children all the time. And part of the reason, you know, Kara and I had talked many times about having you on as a guest and trying to figure out like, what is the right time and what should we talk about with Jamie? You know, what should we do? And then all of a sudden it like dawned on us just a couple weeks ago. We were like, now's the time. Now's the time to have Jamie on to impart the wisdom that he's got to help our listeners, you know, who are stuck at home in this situation that is not normal, that is anxiety inducing, that is, you know, I think about listeners or people who are struggling with like postpartum depression or the baby blues and things like that, where they have nowhere to go and not many options as far as, you know, helping to make the situation better. And so we thought maybe Jamie would have some, you know, some info for us or some things that might be helpful for our moms and, you know, and their kids.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I put a list.
You did. I love the list.
I got some notes.
You're the survival guide a little bit, right?
No, yeah, and it's
quarantine
not like,
mom's survival guide.
I mean, this is definitely not like I'm going to build your baby registry right now because that's not what this is about.
No.
But just in terms of like, little things right now that can help people out, because I'm also very aware this is not a buying economy at this moment and people are not going to be out buying $1,500 strollers and doing all of this. So I was like, find a couple things that I like a whole lot. We can talk about them, throw in some discount codes. I made a few calls. Holler.
You hear that, listeners?
Yeah. Discount codes. Jamie's bargain bar. Yeah.
So, just things to, you know, sort of like Kara said, the survival guide, you know, it's sort of like things that will, that are affordable, that are thing you can order on Amazon or whatever, and just help you get through this time. I mean, at least it'll keep your kids occupied for like 5 minutes.
5 minutes. That's all you need.
Anything.
Go pee, take a shower. I took one today. I'm very proud.
Round of applause done.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, then let's jump in a little bit.
Let's dive in.
All right. This seems very random that I put it on this list, but there is a reason. Since you can go on like a good social distance walk, New York in the summer is not my favorite place. I find it very hot and it's very humid. And I grew up in Arkansas, went to school in Mississippi. I know humidity. I always say walking around in New York in the summer is like being inside someone's mouth. And it's mouth hot.
It's mouth hot.
And it's just nasty.
Stinks.
So there is a stroller fan from a company called Larktail, and you charge it, you hook it on your stroller, and it's a fan. Then there's a water compartment in the top of it that you can fill full of water, and it turns into a mister. And even though, like, that's super good for, like, Disney trips that are no longer happening for walking around New York.
That was legit what I was thinking about just now when you were saying that. I was thinking about walking around Disney with a water mister.
I have one in my kitchen. It's got four different, like, speed settings, and it's actually very good. It's not like one of those wussy foam fans. But then it can also charge your phone. So you can pop the top off and then plug your cord in, and it'll charge your phone for you, which is pretty rad.
Purpose.
Yeah, and we got a discount code for 20% off.
Holla.
And guys, we will have all these discount codes for you in the caption on our social media too, that you can check.
And we'll link to the products too, so you can see them a little bit better, obviously, because this is in your ears and not in front of your eyes right now. And just for people in the burbs, I feel like this is going to be, the fan is a game changer, because the thing is, you just don't want to be in your house anymore. You want to be out as much as possible. So if this allows you hours and hours outside of your house, and the, you know, because let's face it, this is how summer's going to be.
Yeah.
So.
And strollers get hot. A lot of them aren't ventilated, like, especially when kids are lying down and it's like solid sides and there's no airflow. This fan is strong.
Fierce. Awesome. I love it.
It's very good. And I will just fully do a disclaimer here right now. Everything I mention here, like, they're all friends of mine, but no one has paid a penny for any of this. This is all completely editorial, just in full transparency. I just thought this would all be very good for everybody here. So
thank you for adding that, Jamie. Yeah. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So
next
is they're very good friends of mine, and I miss them. I was texting with them all day because at trade shows, they always have bottles of Veuve Clicquot for me to hide and like have a drink.
Those are some good friends.
You need that at the baby shows. I love them.
At trade shows, you need it because it's very overwhelming, and they're like my booth where I hide. It's a company called Bumpkins, and they do feeding, like silicone plates that stick, and they have a lot of licenses with like Disney, and they have Batman and, you know, Harry Potter and all kinds of stuff. And it's awesome. But they also make bibs. And right now they have like their regular bibs, but they also make full like bodysuit bibs, like sleeve to sleeve. And now, because like everybody's home doing arts and crafts, and if you're a finger paint person, everything is going messy. And it's just a very good thing. You can wash them. You can put them in the dryer on very, very low. But they're awesome. They also have wet bags, and their wet bags I use all the time when I travel to hold my toiletries, in case things explode. Awesome. I like to multi-purpose. I use a lot of baby stuff in my day to day. But just very, very good. And we have a code for them for everything off your entire order. You get 20% off.
Wow. Thanks.
Friend, you guys,
Jamie.
I kind of feel like we're like at the Oprah show right now, or, you know, like it's where you get it, you get it this and you get it this. It's very exciting to me.
Yeah. I got some discounts. Yeah. Got some discounts. So that is a very good thing. And also their suction cup, their silicone grip dishes are very good to, like, if you're into beads, you can throw like all your beads in there for your kids so they don't roll everywhere. Mm. And like, you can use them as like an arts and crafts situation.
How big do the bibs with the arms go up? Like, what size?
Oh Lord, I can't remember to save my life.
Don't worry, I'll look it up.
Yeah. Okay. And if you like, for kids who are older and may not fit into these bibs, I can also like do some digging, because there are a couple other companies that also do some really good like full body bibs that I can get you information for.
We need some of those in my house for my older child.
The let's just call him an art smock.
Yes, an art smock, exactly. Yeah.
Instead of a bib.
Exactly.
That's kinder.
That's perfect. Do they make them in adult sizes? No, I'm just kidding.
That's called a shower curtain.
Right. Or a shmata.
Shmata.
A muumuu.
A muumuu, yes. A muumuu. Mm-hmm. I wear one pieces all day. I call them my house costume. So if I don't have to go anywhere, I'm always in a one piece or like pajamas.
Yes.
I mean, well, that must be every day since you don't have anywhere to go right now.
Yep.
Although I will say, Kara pointed out like week 3 of this quarantine, she was like, because we'd all been in our leggings and in our sweatpants. And she was like, you got to put your jeans on every now and then because the sweatpants lie.
Oh,
sweatpants are liars. That is true. This has been a very tricky situation going on 7 weeks now.
But tomorrow, I probably haven't put my jeans on in a couple weeks.
As of the time we're recording this, tomorrow is day 49 for me. It's my 7 week anniversary.
Wow.
Living
that's impressive. Yeah. 49 days in your apartment.
And by yourself. That's a lot. By
myself.
That sounds like heaven to Jess and I right now.
Jamie's
but we understand that that's really hard.
It's hard. I'm doing okay. And there are times I'm definitely not. One night I had to go scream off my balcony before we all started doing it at 8 o'clock. And that was a dark night. That was bad. But most of the time I'm okay right now. So we'll see. Yeah. So one of the things I wanted to get in here for y'all. Do y'all know Fat Brain Toys?
Love them.
Fat Brain, I love them. They make a ton of stuff. It's all very easy to clean. I'm obsessed with them. They do like dimples and all kinds of different sorting things and balls and things like
They're really good for kids with special needs too. Yeah, so my autistic daughter, Fat Brain Toys are her jam. Like they're great for her.
Yeah, they have some very, very good stuff. They even, do you know their dimple? Like the things that they pop?
Yep.
So they have one for infants now. That's, you know, like the wobble toys, like the people you had in the treehouse. Yep. So now they have one of the dimples that is on a wobble mount. So you can play with it and then it'll also like they can hit it and it'll pop back up. And I love it. But we have a really good code for 15% off from Fat Brain.
Thanks, Fat Brain.
Crane humidifiers. I just live in Denver and it's, one might say, arid. So waking up with chronic nosebleeds is not my jam. So I have humidifiers all over my apartment and these humidifiers specifically, they're just very easy to clean and they're cool mist. And they have a couple different travel versions that I love. The discount code does not apply to those, but I highly recommend getting a travel one. And it's not like the little stick one. It's about the size of a cereal bowl. And I travel with it all the time when I'm on the road for like over a week. And I just love them. So we have like a discount code for their adorables that are like, you want one that looks like a fox? Awesome. You want an owl humidifier?
Those ones. Okay.
Yeah. They're so cute. We have several of them.
And they're easy to clean. You just put vinegar in them.
That's good
and
to
that's
know.
And that's great for...
bitch about a humidifier is like we buy humidifiers every year and then inevitably we don't use them or we don't clean them and we have to get rid of them. And that's the hardest part is the cleaning.
This is just a vinegar and water and you let it sit for like 30 minutes and then dump it.
Oh, amazing.
That's awesome. And that's good for our perform, you know, any of our moms that are listening who are performing and need to travel with a humidifier.
Yeah.
They're going out of town for a gig and they're going to be staying in a hotel. Like that's a perfect thing for them to know about.
That's why I put it on this list. I have my reasons. There are a couple things on here though. A lot of people don't know about, so that'll also be very fun. There's a company called Sun Stashes that I am obsessed with. I have like the Harry Potter versions in adult size, but it's just like sunglasses and they have almost every license on the planet you can imagine. If your kids are like super into Toy Story, you can get like Bo Peep or Buzz Lightyear sunglasses. And I just thought it's a fun thing for like playing inside the house and going outside, just to, one might say, whimsical.
Sort of like a dress up moment.
You know, it's a dress up moment. I just think they're adorable. And they're good people. And that's them.
Well, we like that. We like when they're good peeps.
Yeah, very good people. And then there's another glass company called Real Shades, and they make sunglasses. Yeah.
No, I was just, this is the blue light glasses. And I feel like, I was like, I know I texted Jamie actually earlier when he sent the list, and I was like, are these for real? Because I've been seeing them everywhere.
Yeah, they are. So this company, they make like sunglasses for kids and adults and whatever. And a lot of them are flexible, so you can't break them, which is awesome. But their regular sunglasses have like a UV thing where they change color when you're outside, which is kind of fun for kids. But blue light ones, because all of us are on our devices now all day, every day, especially kids, these glasses block 65% of blue light. And the problem with blue light is it dries your eyes out. And that can be very uncomfortable, but then it also kills your melatonin levels. And you need melatonin to help you sleep at night, which is why we should not be on our devices for at least an hour before we go to bed.
I like that PSA. It is true.
It's a PSA. Yeah, it's true. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
Yeah.
But we have a really good one for 30% off for those. And they this come in like kid a, and yes. adult. Yes.
Game changer for this moment right now. I mean, I have never looked at a screen more in my entire life.
It's terrible.
And my child has never looked at a screen this much. The thing that we try to keep away from her, and my son too, who's not really doing too much remote learning. He's 3, but like we're just like shoving them in front of their faces, you know?
And it's like right now, I think, you know, I know so many parents are so against screen time and so many developmental experts are like, this is so bad for kids. It stops with like motor development and fine motor skills and all this stuff. But right now, my big word for this entire situation we're under is grace. And we have to give ourselves grace. We have to give each other grace. And like all of us hopefully are just doing our best to get through this and not trying to be like monstrous assholes to everybody. Yeah. And we all just have to be good. So if your kid's on an iPad and it's going to help them learn and it's going to help you shower right now, like, so be it.
Not to beat yourself up at the end of the day for how the day went, you know, you got through it and you can learn things. Like, I feel like every night my husband and I kind of like convene and we're like, okay, so what are we going to try to do differently tomorrow? Just to shake things up even just because it is so monotonous.
Yeah.
But we have to be like, it's okay. It's okay. We did okay. It's all right. You know, constantly, I feel like that's our conversation.
We're all doing okay. We're doing better than okay.
Yeah.
We're getting through this.
Yes. Yeah.
Like,
it's definitely though highlighting. Yeah. It's highlighting though, definitely the things to work on as well. You know what I mean? Like Eric and I, we normally are only with Elliot, you know, Sunday evenings, in the morning, on the weekends, and like Mondays after school. You know what I mean? Like, we're not with her all the time because of the show schedule. And so there are habits of hers or things that have evolved or developed due to the fact that her grandparents are with her most of the time. You know how grandparents are. They're like, well, we're the grandparents. We're supposed to be like that. It's like, yes, but you live with her. It's not like it's every now and then. So like, there are definitely things, and also some that we're at fault for. I mean, truly, but things about her personality or the way she reacts to things or the way she talks sometimes that it's highlighted and we're like, oh, we got to work on that. Oh, we got to work on gratitude. Oh, we have to work on just, you know, flushing your poop, because apparently my 5-year-old
flushing is such a big deal. I'm not going to call them by name, but some of my nieces and nephews still do not flush and they are old.
Y'all, every we really didn't know that on the chore chart. Yes, we had to put it on the chore chart when she was earning her bike as like one of the things to focus on.
Flushing. Who knew?
Flush your
but
poop.
But I feel it's also traumatic. And I remember when I worked at Bye Bye, we used to sell training urinals for little boys. And I was like, why don't we have these stupid urinals on the floor? Like, this is dumb. And one time I went into the restroom and there was a little boy and his father. And the boy was having a full meltdown because the urinal scared him so much. And I was like, oh, I get it. Because it looks like this giant, I mean, for lack of a better word, it looks like a giant mouth or something that's going to eat you if you're a kid.
Yeah.
So it does make sense. But the flushing is scary.
It's like, girl, you walk into the bathroom, you're like, you didn't flush.
Nope, it's not cute.
Anyway.
It's not cute.
It's
good.
And you're 5 and a half. You know
better.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, she'll love to hear that when she's older.
Thanks, Mom.
I'm surprised my husband's not coming in like
podcast
that out.
Of Don't. Shame.
Yeah. Womp womp. Those are amazing. I'm gonna order some blue light
Same
glasses
here.
For
they're great.
Sure.
Like, they're great.
The minute we get off of this remote session that we're doing.
Yeah. My friend Christy, she's one of their reps and Christy lives here. So we were like, how are you doing? I can't wait to go have a drink with you when this is done.
Yes. Having drinks with friends. Oh my God. That's like, that's just, it's the little things like that that you right? realize, oh, I really miss that. I told Eric the other day, I really miss going to a restaurant.
Yeah.
I mean, that's one of our things, you know, like we love to go out for a great meal on Sundays after the show. And because it's already bedtime for Elliot pretty much. And so we just leave from the theater and we go out to a great meal, you know, and that's one of our favorite things to do. And I miss it. I miss yeah. brunch.
I mean, this is like three Beckys talking about our problems.
I know. I know. No, please. I know there are so many bigger problems.
Oh, trust. I every day. Because I moved into a new apartment in Denver last year that has like much more light and I have a tiny little balcony. And every single day, as crazy and like miserable as I get with all of this, I'm like, I am very aware of my privilege at this moment. Yes. Because it hits me in the face on the daily when I look outside. Because there are, Denver has a big homeless problem and I get very worried about them during this. And I know there are people who are in apartments in New York with like one window.
Yeah.
If that.
Yeah, so, no, I think, I mean, being in New York, I mean, I've said this before on other episodes that we've done since this happened, since this started, but like being in La Jolla has been such a gift. I mean, truly, it's, you know, my parents are still in our apartment in New York and we're out here in the La Jolla Playhouse housing and we have a patio where we can sit and have breakfast outside Amazing. Or eat dinner outside. And it's just like a game changer. I've told Kara that I'm convinced that's why I'm handling this as relatively well as I can and or could because the weather and the place where I am.
Yeah.
And I just,
Denver is the sunniest city in America. And vitamin D is very important.
Yes, very important.
You should see my face, you guys. I literally was like, wait, what? Is it really?
Yeah, Denver's the sunniest city in America.
Probably because it's so high, right? Yeah. The altitude.
High. So you're close. Okay. I fully was like,
It is very high. We get over 300 days of sun a year and it's,
wow, incredible. I had no idea.
Yeah. I have to wear sunscreen all the time because I'm translucent.
I learned something new today. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. I'm here for the trivia.
Thanks.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater. SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com.
Are there any, you know, like, I know we have more on our list that don't have promo codes.
Yeah.
If you want to, like, if there's just a couple, like, banner gold medal things you want to point out.
I pulled a few. We don't have to go through all of them right now just because it's a long list. But there is a company that I first started working with a long time back and I lost mine. And we're actually going to put them in our Mother's Day giveaway that we're going to do online. But it's a company called T-Spheres. And they come in two different sizes. One is the size of like a golf ball or a ping pong ball. One is like a lacrosse ball. But it's dual density rubber. And then you can heat it or chill it. And it comes with like a little essential oil sprayer. So you can do like aromatherapy while you rub your temples or your neck. Mm. And it's absolutely.
This is for the mamas.
Yes. For anyone who's pregnant and you're listening or you're expecting, like, throw those in your labor bag, take to the hospital, or if you're going to have a home birth situation, like, live your life, like, have those with you. But they're really good for rolling your feet out. And for those traveling, performing mothers, you just throw them in your purse. Like, they're little. They come in a little burlap sack. It's very cute. But I absolutely love them. There's another company called Back Buddy that I have on my couch. I can see it right here. And it's like a lumbar support pillow. And it's not like a nursing pillow. You can use it for that. But it's just like everybody right now is sitting down a lot. And we're all on our couches and it's comfortable. But you can throw this behind you or like throw it in your chair. I actually gave several to some of my friends who worked in the costume shop in Hamilton, Chicago, so that they could have them while they were doing like wardrobe stuff. And I love them. They're wonderful. There's a company called Boki. And Boki is relatively new. It's like the silicone. It almost looks like an hourglass with the bottom half kind of chopped off, but it suction cups to your counter. And then if like you have a baby in this hand, you can put the bottle in the top of this and fix a bottle and put the ring on it and do everything one-handed. And it's really good. Really good. It's a very good product. It's very simple. There's a company that's come out in the past couple of years called Love Every. And now I'm seeing a lot of my friends use it, which is wonderful. But it's a Montessori-based, like a play and activity gym. And it comes with instruction cards, so you know what you're doing. But then they also have subscription boxes for the first 2 years. And hands down, my favorite toy like that on the market, just because you don't need to buy anything else. Everything comes in that box. It comes with everything you need. And especially for people who like live in apartments and don't have a lot of space.
Right.
It's very compact.
And I love that.
Very, 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 very smart.
Yeah.
There's another thing, and I thought of this last minute, and I'm very happy I put it on this list. Sink Boss. Do y'all know what this is?
No, tell us.
Sink Boss is almost like a big plastic and silicone book. So you travel with it, or like you go to hotels, like, or if you're on tour, whatever, and it opens up and the bottom accordions out and it turns into a washing and drying rack for all your bottles and your pump parts. So you can put it in the sink, but then it also has a couple hooks that come out. So you can like hook it on a towel rack in the bathroom if you need to or whatever.
Kara, and it is. Why wasn't this around when we were pumping in the dressing room trying to dry room. Our
It's so good. It's such a good product.
That's a great product for our mamas that travel with their babies for work. Yeah. Fantastic.
And I mean, it really, it folds up into like nothing. So you can just like throw it in your bag and go. And it's very, 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 very good product. There are a few random little things. I'm very into
grab bag.
Mm-hmm. It's a grab bag. I just like, what stuff do I like that like I think other people would dig right now? I am very into silicone straws. Obviously, we're trying to get rid of the plastic and keep like the turtles alive and all of that. But these silicone straws are wonderful. They come in like little metal tins. So you can fold them up and like put them in your pocket or your bag or whatever. But then it's a company called Go Silly. And they also make silicone toppers for cups. So you can like pull it over and put a straw through it and it turns any cup into a straw cup or a sippy cup. Yeah. And there are a couple different versions of this on the market, but Go Silly is my favorite. They are just very, very good. There's a company called La La Land, and they were on Shark Tank for their like original sippy cup, but now they have those Swedish sponge cloths. Because now we're trying to like not use paper towels and things all the time and whatever. Yeah. But these are very good. I use them all the time. There's a snack cup that I'm obsessed with, especially it's very good for kids with sensory issues. It's called Munchie Mug. Do you all know about this one?
We have several Munchie Mugs in
this house. Munchie Mug is my jam. Munchie Mug is so good. It's made in America.
It's like fabric on top.
It's like fabric. So you can like put your hand in and the kids aren't going to scrape their hands and nothing can really fall out. But a lot of people that I know who work with children with sensory issues, they use it as sensory bins. So they'll fill the cup with like rice or whatever they need. And then the kids have something to kind of play with.
I've seen that.
They're fantastic. And even like fine motor stuff, like my daughter couldn't really deal with the regular snack cups because she couldn't maneuver in and out. Her fingers didn't work that well then. And the Munchie Mug was so great for that because she could just put her whole hand in and bring something out. They're fantastic.
I love that product. I have several here. Obviously, there's another company called Poppies. Do y'all know about Poppies? No. They're brand new. They make two products right now. And it's basically the same product in two different shapes. But it's like a rubber suction cup toy and it looks like a star or like a rocket And it's a really good bathtub toy or like a teether or a high chair toy. But I have it at my desk in my office as a fidget when I'm working. And it's absolutely wonderful. It's very satisfying. You have all the suction cups on both sides and it just goes like pop, 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 pop. Love it.
Cool.
Very, very good thing. Inno Baby, they make like some feeding plates and stuff as well, but they have a line of things called Spike. Do you know about these, Kara?
I don't.
Spike are, they are wonderful. It's several different kinds of sensory toys, and some of them will cover pencils or pens. There are also like little scrubbers, like a fish that's a double-sided fish or like a round one. And I use them as like silicone sponges in my kitchen. They're right here. And they're awesome. They're also really good for like just using in the bath to like cradle cap when they're a newborn, but like when kids are showering and, you know, bathing, it's a really, really, really good product. And then you can just like throw it in the top rack of your dishwasher and it's clean.
Oh, the cradle cap. Finn had that so bad. Ooh, it was ugly.
Yeah.
Sorry. You took me back for a second to that.
I'm saying it's PTSD cradle cap.
Ooh.
Whole other episode. There's, I mean, Dapple is really good. Y'all have used Dapple.
Yeah.
Like the dish soap and everything.
Yeah.
But there's a company called Allen's Naturally, and I've used their laundry detergent for a long time. And they have switched their production facility over to making hand sanitizer. And hand sanitizer is very hard to get right now. Mm-hmm. So they have a lot of it because Facebook will not allow you to put ad money behind anything coronavirus related. So they are just sitting on hand sanitizer, and they are wonderful people. And I'm a big, 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 big fan.
You heard it here first, folks.
Go get your hand sanitizer. You can get it in the little ones or in gallon containers refill.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
And their detergent is awesome. They also make like one of those odor removers that you put in the laundry.
Oh, yeah.
As well. That's.
Oh, my God. What? I have a product whiplash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's just like a big old list. It's like, I am only here to give you these things.
Well, boom, but boom, that, boom, 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 this boom. Is what we no, said to Jamie. This is what we wanted to do. We wanted to let our moms and listeners know about products that might make this time a little easier in some ways. So, and you did that because you're awesome. Thank you. It's amazing. Yeah.
It's so clear you know the product so well because you can just rattle it off. Like, it's just so obviously what you were meant to do, you know?
I have a very weird brain. I retain a lot, which always served me very well, like memorizing scripts, you know?
Yeah.
But now it just retains all the baby stuff and the occasional play when I get to go do one. So,
yes, you know. We didn't even like I touch that. On that is like touching on the fact that you do still get to perform occasionally.
Every now and then. Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. I mean, that's sort of like dreams, I think, like having something that you enjoy doing that is sort of that you're self-employed and you're making the calls and the decisions on, and then being able to fulfill that creative side and have that outlet on the other side of it.
It's fun. And it's like, you know, my side hustle turned into a job that I find very, very, very fulfilling. I don't miss like performing, even though I love performing and I love when I get to do it. But it's not like I feel like I have this vacant hole in my body because I'm not doing a play. So then when I get to do a play, like I moved to Denver and I was the God understudy in An Act of God here. It was the regional premiere and it was great, but it was also incredibly hard to juggle this job along with that because I was doing speaking gigs and having to like fly out at 5 a.m, go to a city, do a gig, fly right back and then be on call. So it has to be something I really want to do.
Oh, crap.
It's very similar to, I feel like, what our moms go through.
Yeah.
You know, like the job has to be something that you really want to do because the balancing of being a mom and being a theater artist is really, they don't mesh very well together. We make it work, but, you know, it's just not a common pairing.
No. And it's hard. And it's, you know, I have a lot of friends in my life who are navigating parenting and like the performance as well. And it's nuts. And most of them are members of your Facebook group. And, you know, when this podcast launched, I listened and I was like, they're doing important work right now. Like this needs to be discussed. And it's like anywhere that parents can have like a sense of community or something with no judgment, I think is so important. And it's one of the things I don't allow in my social media channels. I don't allow any kind of mom shaming. I have no tolerance for it. And I ban people because it's, we have too many other problems going on. And it's like, if you're going to come here and sass somebody because of like, you know, they only breastfed for a week and now they're doing formula, like, nope, we got bigger issues.
You're out. Yeah. So. That's wonderful. I mean, one of the things that Jess and I always marvel at is within our Broadway Baby Mamas group is that there is none of that. It's unbelievable how, because we're all parts of different mommy groups online. There's, you know, a plethora of them. And we never have to step in. People treat each other with such respect and kindness. And
because theater people are good people.
Theater people are good people. Yeah. Yeah. And it's been so awesome to witness. You know what I mean? Yeah.
I mean, I frequently cry when I listen to your podcast because I'm a huge empath. I am a Southern woman in my heart. And it's like, I'm very wired into it. And I realized that when I was working at the Birth Education Center and there was a woman who came in. I remember she was 2 days postpartum and she came in and she was very tired and she was a mess. And I was just like, how are you? And she's like, I'm not good. I can't nurse. It's not working. And I hugged her. And she was like, why are you hugging me? My own husband won't even touch me right now. And I was like, it just looked like you needed a hug. I was like, come back here. We have a lactation consultant. You're here for the clinic.
Figure this out.
So I walked her back there. She's back there for 3 hours. And she came back out of that room and she was like, I've got it. Mm-hmm. And it was like that A to B because we don't take care of parents. We don't take care of mothers specifically, but we don't take care of parents in this country. And that is my one of my biggest concerns, like Jessica mentioned. I'm so worried right now about women who are struggling with PPD in this environment.
Yeah.
Because the support system is gone. You can't go outside. You can't do anything. And you're stuck inside with this stranger that either came out of your body or you adopted or, you know, whatever, there's a stranger in your life that you're not used to. And you're having to get wired into like feeding and sleeping and all this. And you're learning a new skill set and it stresses you out to crazy levels.
And you don't have any of the things that you recognized as yourself before having the baby. Mm-hmm. Because you can't go out and do the things. You can't even go to the grocery store without a huge amount of stress. And I mean, I know for me as a new mother that getting out was like monumental to my mental well-being. And I can't imagine, or connecting with other people, having people come over and bring food, just seeing another adult face-to-face and having an adult conversation. That is, and it's not through a screen. It's different. It's not the same. I really do feel for all those moms out there who are bringing a newborn home in this environment.
Like hopefully with like, you know, you have a newborn and like your oxytocin levels, you know, hopefully get up there, but you also derive that from other human contact. Right. And it's that human contact is very important. And I didn't even talk about a baby carrier on this thing, but when my sister had the twins, I went and lived with them for 6 months. And my favorite thing on the planet was I would wrap up one of those newborns and a little baby on me is my favorite thing in the world. Give me a fresh little baby and a carrier on me. And I feel a complete hormonal shift. And I know not everyone is wired like that, but it is so important. Baby wearing is so important with mothers suffering with PPD, you know, and you don't need to like stress yourself out to like a baby wear all the time and stress yourself out to nurse, even though we know there are positive components to both of those, but it can also be detrimental if you're pushing yourself to breastfeed and you got to do this and it's not working for you right now. And like, you don't have access to an IBCLC because you're homebound and it's hard to find one, you'll beat yourself up.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's to think about it. I mean, Kara came over the very first day that Elliot was a week and a half and Eric went into rehearsal for last ship. And it was the first day that I was going to be by myself. And Kara came over and sat on my couch for hours and held Elliot. And I mean, I'm sure I cried. It's all sort of a blur at this point, but you know, it's like having that support system of friends and people who have been through this as well. Cause even if you have a partner, they don't know what it's like. I mean, unless you're maybe like a lesbian couple and the other person has had a baby, you know what I mean? Like it's not possible for men to understand what it's like.
No.
You know, and
there was, when I was living in New York and I lost my job and I was like slowly figuring out how to make a living, people used to hire me privately to like set their registries up. And I would go to their apartments and teach them how to build everything and how it all worked and build their crib and all this. And one of my very first clients was a single woman. One afternoon she texted me and she's like, "Can you come over? I need help with this carrier real quick." And I just happened to be in her neighborhood. And I was like, "Yeah, I'll be right over." So I went to her house and she was very tired. I could tell she was not well. And so I like walked her through some stuff and she was like, "I don't want to ask you this, but can I go take like a 30-minute nap?" And I was like, "Go lay down." And I stayed while she slept for 3 hours. I watched her daughter change diapers, cleaned all her bottles, all of her pump parts, like did everything I could because I knew she needed sleep.
Yeah.
And it was just,
Jamie.
I feel I was raised by a single mom. And I honestly think that's the impetus for all of this. And I've been very wired from an early age, like the importance of community and help and like your village, because we would not have survived. And so it's like this, it's a paying back moment in some way of like helping people. Cause like all the gear and all the products are fun and whatever, but there's so much more to it.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's something that's a lesson to take just right now, you know, in our world is just remembering the humanity of people and ourselves and looking to see where we can help when we can and how we can. And we're all in it together. We truly are all in it together. And never more has it been so apparent, I don't think.
I can't wait to hug people again.
Oh, me too.
Like I'm a hugger and I have not touched. So today is day 48. I have not touched another human in 48 days. And it is very weird. It's very weird because normally at these speaking gigs, like the moms want to have a hug, I get to hold a baby, like I get to like live my best life. None of that. Mm. And that physical touch component, not even on like a sexual level, just
in a human connection.
Human is so bizarre to not have that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It really is. Hearing you talk about kids, are children something you see in your future, or is that because of how much you work with it already?
I would love to have kids. I've always wanted to be a dad. As I get older, and I'm not even that old, and for guys, it's obviously very different, which is ridiculous. But I turned 42 this year and I can't even date. Like I'm keeping a basil plant alive and I'm very excited about that right now. But like it's hard enough for me to explain my job to guys on dates. And like that's a whole other thing. But I don't know if I would want to be a single parent. I went through it. I have the most respect for single parents ever. Like it is a beast and people do it. One of my younger sisters is one and I have such respect for it, but I also know how hard it is. And with my job, having to juggle that and being a single parent, it might be easy for like the first year, but after that, I don't think I could do it.
Yeah, you wouldn't be able to travel. Like once the child is in school and everything, that would be very, very difficult.
Yeah. So well, we just got to find you a guy.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Who you can have a baby with.
Like, come on. You hear the listeners?
Yeah. Y'all know any single boys?
You need strollers? Come on over. I got your car seats. I got your car seats right here. Oh, God.
Oh my god.
I remember New York. I would have to like explain to people and they were like, "What is going on?" And I was like, "Well, this is my job." And one time when I first moved to Denver, I get sidetracked very easily in case you can't tell. When I first moved to Denver, I went on a date with this guy for coffee over lunch at the Starbucks, like right over here by my apartment. And we go in and get a coffee and the barista's like, "Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god." And I'm like, "What?" And she's like, "I follow you on Facebook and I can't believe you're here. And I'm sorry. And oh my God." And I was like, "Oh my God. It's like, nice to meet you. What's your name?" Like, whatever. So then we leave and he was like, "What was that?" And I was like, what? He's like, why did she recognize you? Because now I do not tell people what I do for a living until a couple dates in, because it is a special, it's a special thing to explain.
Mm. Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
And that, it's what makes you special, Jamie.
And I love it. Yes, I love my job. It's the best.
It is what makes you special. Oh my God, Jamie.
Get to hold babies.
We could, I mean, what's better than that? Nothing. Smelling. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Smell. Oh my God. We could literally sit here probably and chat forever. No, have I was so drinks. Excited. I was like, we could get his Southern self in there. It's going to be great. We're just going to chat, chat, chat. You know, my cousin was from, it lived in Bee Branch, Arkansas. You know where Bee Branch is?
I don't. I grew up in Little Rock, and my family is actually from a very, very small town called Bald Knob. Okay. Yes, Bald Knob is a place. It's about 2,300 people. And it is featured prominently in Beavis and Butthead Do America, the animated film.
Oh, so, wow. Yeah. Amazing. No, yeah. Bee Branch, my aunt, the principal of the school drove the school bus to get the kids. It was
my grandfather, obviously a farmer. We have like 1,000 acres of farmland in Arkansas. But my grandfather was the business teacher at the school, a school bus driver, and then he went to be the principal.
Amazing. Amazing. Wow.
It's a common
thing. And look at you now.
Yeah.
The baby gear guru. The baby guy, Jamie Grayson. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
I love what y'all are doing. Thank y'all.
Thank you.
So fantastic.
This is so special. And I can't wait to see what people get with the promo code.
I know.
Whatever you buy, tag us so we can see.
Get yourself.
Yeah, we want to see.
Get some toys. All right, everyone. Stay safe. Right. Stay well, Jamie. We will hug and drink one day.
Someday soon.
Oh, I can't wait.
It's going to be a good day.
Yeah, be well, friend.
Wash your hands.
Yes. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Mama's Talkin' Loud. Special shout outs to Rachel Spencer Hewitt for our fabulous graphic, Kristen Anderson Lopez, Bobby Lopez, and Justin Ward Weber for our awesome theme song, our producers Dory Berenstein, Alan Seals, and of course, the Broadway Podcast Network for bringing us to you.
If you like what you're hearing and you want to keep the conversation going, you can follow us on Instagram and Facebook, and of course, subscribe and review us wherever you listen to your podcast. Thanks so much for tuning in.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.